Jared is nervously fiddling with his hands as he stands outside Jensen's hotel room, working up the courage to knock. He's been here a million times before, and he's always been welcome. He's welcome now, he knows, but this time is different. This time is the last time. He doesn't remember knocking, but Jensen is opening the door and handing him a pile of clothes. "Hey, ma'am, help me fold these, will ya?" Jared walks over to the couch, where a suitcase lays open on the table and piles of clothes are strewn everywhere.
"Wow, this is a mess. Yeah, I know. You gotta help me, man. I just want to be done so I can get out of here and go home."
Jared starts to fold in silence while Jensen talks about all the things he'll do when he gets home. All the things he's missed. Then he talks about Vancouver and all the things he won't miss. As he starts on the things he will miss, he notices that Jared isn't talking. At all.
"Dude, are you okay? What's wrong?"
He figures it's time now. Now or never, you know? Just get in there and get it done.
Yeah, I'm good. It's just... you and me, we're good.
Jensen looks confused at his words, and Jared sinks down on the couch, unable to stand up for this.
"We're good? We were fighting before?"
No, I mean, us, this thing we have, it's good. I like it. And I don't want it to end. We're leaving Vancouver and Supernatural behind now, and I guess I'm saying that I don't want to leave us behind, too."
Jensen's confused expression has softened, and he sits down on the couch, too.
"I wasn't planning on leaving it behind, Jay. I like us and what we have together."
Jared takes a deep breath to steel himself for what he's about to say.
"When I met you, Jen, I had Sandy, and it was great, perfect. I wasn't wanting anything. And I had plans for my life with her, marriage, kids, perfect apple pie, happily ever after plans."
Now Jensen looks hurt and confused, and Jared can see him drawing away and into himself, so he grabs his hands and pulls gently.
"But you, Jen, man, you make me drop things."
He still looks confused, but less hurt and more hopeful when he speaks.
"Drop things? Like what?
You've always been a klutz, Jay."
Jared smiles. "Like all the plans I had for a life without you."
The confusion drains completely from Jensen's face as Jared pulls him in for a kiss.
Jared pulls away and buries his nose in the crook of Jensen's neck, nuzzling the skin and hair softly up to his ear before whispering, "It's all you, Jen. My life and my plans are all you."